Hey, this is Philly from Credit Pros. Who I'm speaking with?
This is Jocelyn.
Hey, Jocelyn, this is Philly from Credit Pros. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks for asking. By the way, the reason why we're calling is because we specialize in credit repair and restoration, okay? And as far as I see, you
Okay.
is on the process of looking for a car, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we do got a way to help you, but I mean, first of all, how much are you looking to invest in that car?
Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, how much are you looking to spend on that car?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I bought a 2020 Jeep Compass a year ago, and I downed, so I only owe $12,000 on it. But I downsized from a Tahoe and I need something bigger. So, yes, I was looking for a new car, but I'm more interested right now in the credit repair process because I'm wanting to buy a house soon.
Okay, here we go. So you're looking to move. Regarding the house, do you have any estimated time? Like probably next month and as soon as possible, probably at the end of the year.
I mean, as soon as possible, but I don't think that my credit is there yet. My credit really took a dive when I bought my new car. So
I see what you're
I just
saying.
want to
Yeah,
try and get
whenever.
it up. Yeah, I have like a ridiculous amount of stuff on my credit right now that is so I'm 40 right now, and a lot of stuff on my credit is from when I was 19 and 20 that keeps getting resold to other companies every 7 years or whatever it is.
All right. Yeah, they normally stay on your credit for a while, but I mean, if that's the case, we
Yeah.
definitely can help you with it. And you say your credit is not that good, but how much are we talking about?
For what my credit score is right now?
Yeah.
It's like a 545.
545, and we'll be more like negatives, right? Because you haven't used it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. There we go. So let's start from there, Jocelyn. To make it a lot easier, we can go ahead and take a look together, okay? We're gonna see exactly where you're
Okay.
at, and then we can talk about options and next step to take on all this. So what will be your main goal
Okay.
so far? You're looking for a loan, or you'll be more interested on the house?
Well, I'm more interested on the house and getting my credit score up.
Okay, perfect. Okay, what are you saying? So if that's the case, no worries. We got some partners that can send you more information about the housing options. What do you be more
Okay.
interested in, getting a rent to own, or you prefer like just a place to rent?
No, like I want to buy a house.
All right, either rent to own or either going for a mortgage, right?
A mortgage. I don't want to do a rent to own.
Not really like that, all right. Just want to go for a mortgage. If that's the case, definitely going to help you out and send you all the options. You can compare and as well check the prices and everything. And if you want to do an appointment in order to visit the places by your own, you can do it on there. Now, the other thing
Okay.
is that they're going to need the details about the place, like how much you're looking to spend. I mean, how much, what will be your range? Do you want to get the house? How many bedrooms, special areas, et cetera, right? They're normally getting in contact with you either
Okay.
via text or either via email.
Okay.
Now, for the moment, let's go ahead and continue with the part of the credit. On Jocelyn, so far, already got your first and last name on here. But now, what will be your mailing address?
5507 East Custer, CUSTER Lane, Spokane, Washington, 99223.
2, 3. All right. Thank you so much. Just a quick second. Spokane, Washington. All right, just got it. Thank you. We're almost on your credit, okay? We're just missing two more things on here. Is it the first time that you talked to a company about all this, or you already have been looking on the internet?
No, this is the first time.
All right, I will definitely explain then how it works. Moving
Okay.
forward, Jocelyn, can you please provide me with your social and your date of birth in that order, please?
533-08-1330 and 716-82.
7, 16, 82, right? Perfect, thank you. Now, next part of the process is simple. We just gotta take some tricky questions, okay? They could be related to your, they could not. I got multiple options as well in case you need some help. For example, the first question is talking about a loan for a car that was open in around May 2022, right?
Yeah, I mean, I filled that out from a car website. It was a link from a vehicle I was looking at. And now I realize it took me to a third-party website.
All right. So you was approved for it and you got it rolling, or how is it?
Well, they said I was approved for it, yeah, but I didn't buy a car from them because it was all the way in Ellensburg.
So you didn't get any car in around May 2022?
Oh, I'm sorry, May 2022. Yes, that's
Yeah.
my Jeep Compass. I'm sorry, I thought you meant this May.
All right.
Excuse me.
No. Yeah, that one. All right. So if that's the case, we're gonna do it all here. It's asking me for the lender. By any chance, do you remember who was it?
Yeah, it's Global Lending Services.
Yeah, there you go. That is one of the options. By any chance, do you remember the monthly payments?
I believe it's 314.70. Let me look it up really quick, though. Is that an option?
Sure, I got some ranges on here. I got between 285 to 384. Does that work? All
Yep.
right, we go for that one. Thank you. Now we got here, last question is, which of the following is a current or previous employer? This could be in your whole life. If you work for any of these places, please let me know. I got
Okay.
Citizens Bank. We got Texaco. We got Regency at North Point.
It's
We
that
got
one.
that Regency one, right?
Yep.
Thank you. Go for that one. Let's see if it works. This is what Equifax, okay? So depending on the credit bureau, it's a different
Okay.
score. Oh, by the way,
Okay.
just pop out new questions. This normally happens if you pull it up your credit or someone else did it in a couple. I mean, the last few months. Let me see. These questions are a lot easier than the other ones, okay? For example, the first question,
Okay.
what will be the county of your mailing address? The one from Washington.
Spokane County.
Spokane County, all right. Now, according to our records, you previously live on Windermere, right? Windermere Street.
Yep.
On which city is this street located?
Spokane.
Okay, anywhere else? All right. And last question. Give me a quick second. I'm sorry, I'm back. So I got here the last question. According to your credit profile, you may have opened a first digital Synovus VT credit card.
A which credit card?
Yeah, digital Synovus. I think it's abbreviated.
Oh, Synovus?
Synovus, Synovus
Synovus?
credit card.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when was the year that you opened it?
I
That
don't
2022.
know. It was either, well, either 22 or 23. I don't know. It wasn't that long ago.
All right, there we go. Yeah,
Probably
because
23.
the other option was around 2020, so I guess 2022
Oh,
will be
okay.
fine. Right.
Okay.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and check that out. It's your work now. There we go. Just loading. There we go. That's all I need to work. So we got here your score. This is what Equifax. So it's almost what you were telling me, but I mean, it's a 518 right now, okay? 518.
Oh, Lord.
You
Okay.
got some history. You got 175 number of payments that shows us positive on your name. That means things that you did on time. But as well, you're dealing
Okay.
with negative items that are really affecting your credit. For
Right.
example, you got 15 hard inquiries. That is whenever you apply for something and get denied, or whenever someone does a hard pull of your credit report. Then you
Yeah,
got
so I know. I know for a fact that those hard inquiries, when I bought my car in 22, I was sitting in the waiting room and I started getting Credit Karma notifications from different banks. They ran my credit through 33 different banks while I was sitting there.
For real. That's a problem. Whenever you go to a dealership, that is a main problem. I don't know if they shared that information or they ran your credit like two or three times.
No, they didn't. And I told them I was trying to downsize and not spend as much. And originally they were trying to run my credit for a $90,000 Suburban because I got all the letters in the mail. So since when I went and bought that car, my credit was a 610 and it has dropped to what it is, partly from those inquiries.
All right. Doesn't sound like they take a lot of points off, but they really do. I mean, normally being less than 4, it's fine. So 15 is really taking some points out of your credit.
Right.
Now, as well, you got 49 late payments that are for more than 30 days late, and 19 late payments that are for more than 60 to 90 days late. From those, 8 are already in collections, okay, for a total amount of $52,994 on a repo on that credit. Okay.
Yeah, that repo was like from like 6 years ago, I believe.
6 years. All right. Perfect. That's all we got so far. Do you have any questions about your credit or are we on the same page?
No, we're on the same page.
All right. So you say you have been using Credit Karma, so you always keep an eye on that credit, right?
Yep.
All right. Now that I get a better idea, let me explain how this is going to work and as well the where we're going to be able to help you. Jocelyn, I would like to know, are you currently working or what do you do for a living?
Oh, yeah, I work full time. Do you need what I do?
Okay. All right. Okay, now let me tell you, that's the case. We work with different packages. I know either package is going to help you, but the one that I see that can really take action on your credit right away, it will be one that is called Success Plus Package, all right? Now, by the way, how many credit cards you got?
Well, I only have one active credit card right now.
Okay. Yeah, as well. I mean, the part of the utilization as well as taking some points out of your credit because you got it maxed out, right, at the moment?
Well, no, it just hasn't updated. It was maxed out from some late fees, and I made a $355 payment, and it hasn't reflected yet. Because I've been keeping an eye on that, wondering why it's still reading that way.
Correct. Something cool about credit is that it got no memory, all right? So it was probably reported like this last time, but if you correct that this month, this will not show off your history, okay?
Okay.
There's something cool on it, so don't worry. I was just saying about the utilization. That is what it shows on here. Perfect. So now, Jocelyn, this works like this. The Success Plus package, first thing it does is that all those negative items that you currently have in your credit, anything that you got there as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, or number 5, well, we'll dispute them, all right? We offer you a limited dispute.
Okay.
So to be honest, there are a lot of things that you got that are from the past, and they shouldn't be there anymore, okay? That we just got to clear out. Now, going back to something cool as well is that you're going to get access to the 3 scores with the 3 bureaus, okay? For you can always keep an eye and see what is going on. If something new showed up, you will get a notification on your phone for you can always be aware, okay? As you were saying that we were doing with Credit Karma. This has got a little bit more details, okay?
Yeah.
That's something cool in it. Now, talking about the goal that you want to move, that you really want to do it as soon as possible, they normally want you to be up a certain score that is between a 640 or 650, that is with no negative items, kind of like the minimum requirement. If you continue working by your own, they're normally going to put you on a waiting list, and of course, that's what we're trying to avoid. For working with us, the best thing about doing it is that you're going to be able to continue in the process of moving while you fix your credit. Or pretty much find what will be the mortgage that you get available. The way we're going to do it is real simple. We're going to provide you with a reference letter, right? That is a letter of recommendation. This way you can prove that you're working on your credit. with a professional credit repair company, as us, the credit pros, the letter of recommendation will be submitted.
Okay. I read all your reviews. You guys have... Oh, I was just going to say, I read all your reviews. You guys have good reviews.
Great reviews? Yeah, I mean, I've been working for a while. It's like 13 years now.
No, you have good reviews. They're good.
That were good reviews, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying, we have been in business for a while. That's probably why. We have been like around 13 years on it. And as well, regarding the mortgages and the way we help to people move, I mean, most of the companies don't focus on that. They just help it to clear the negatives and that's it. But in our case, we take a deeper look to the situations of the customers. That's why we got a lot of tools that can help you with your current situations. Okay. As well, for the thing that I'm telling you, we are in the top two biggest credit repair companies in the nation, as I was saying. So this will be sent to the owners of the properties. I'm talking about the landlords, and as well to the agents that are going to be helping you to find the place. All right. That will be it. As well, you're going to get this by email in case you have to send it to someone else, or you can get full control on that reference letter. Any questions so far?
Okay. Nope.
All right. Any questions, you can stop me. Now, let's go back to the part of the credit. We got to make you look like you're a trustworthy person. The way we do it is simple. We provide you with a trade line. This trade line is up to $5,000. It's not a credit card, okay? It's just like money that you can spend on a certain website. On the website, you can purchase things online, like electronics, appliances, and Delaware. Literally anything that you want to get from the website. If you use it and you pay it back, the payment will be reported automatically to the trade-in. That is a different way you can improve your credit and as well get a lot of more points up. Anyways, if you didn't use it, just for the simple reason of getting in your credit, will show us as positive and it will increase your points as well. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, as your client, there's no money disbursement from the company, I mean, from the credit pros. But all of the payments of the program itself, these payments are also going to be reported as you're paying back a loan. So that means that you reflect the positive payment history for being with us, okay? Creating more positives.
Okay.
In the meantime, we're helping you to clear the negatives. Quick question.
Okay.
How many bills do you calculate you have in your name?
I don't know, maybe like around six.
Around six, all right. Can you give me an example of one?
So one of them is my Metro PCS, or not Metro, I'm sorry, T-Mobile bill.
All right, there we go. Yep, I mean, that works, because sometimes I ask for the bills and they start saying that they got credit cards, they got a mortgage. I mean, those kind of bills, they're automatically being reported. But for example, the phone bill, the insurance, the electric, the water, Netflix or Spotify, those are bills that are normally not being reported. I'm not sure if you already know about Experian Boost. That is a tool that is going to help to report every single bill that you got in your name. So as well, you got that for being with us, right? That is real cool.
Because I have Geico as well, and I just added my son to my insurance, and it's $653 a month. So that would be nice to get credit for it.
Correct. Every single payment will be reported on here. By the way, you're looking for a place to move, but are you currently paying rent or where are you currently staying?
So that's the thing. I'm really lucky right now. My dad gave me and my kids his house to live in right now that he's not using, and I don't pay any bills here.
All right. There you go.
So that's why I thought this is a really good time to try and fix this when I am not paying massive bills like rent.
Right. Yeah, as well. I mean, once you get into the place, you're going to start getting a lot of more things in your name that at the end of the day are going to help you in order to boost up your score. Kind of how it works. No. Overall, I mean, since you're looking for a mortgage as well, if in case you're looking for any type of financial help, like getting a different credit card, you're probably looking for a loan as well, we can help you with that. All right, we show you all different options and the best deal available. As soon as you start working with us, as soon as you're gonna start noticing that you're gonna start getting better offers with reasonable interest rates, okay? Because that's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Okay. So everything I just mentioned, you actually got no contracts and no obligations for being with us. If by any chance you decide you want to opt out or you want to cancel the program, that's completely fine. Just let us know. Once you cancel, then the positive reporting will just discontinue, right?
Okay.
Normally, the type of program that I'm telling you is 149 and 149 monthly. However, it's your first interaction, so I can help you to drop the 149 into 119. That is as a permanent discount as long as you need our service. I can help you. Uh-huh. I can stay with you online and help you to get access to your client portal and the tools that I mentioned, especially the reference letter, in case you want to continue checking the housing options. All right?
Okay, so I have a question.
Go ahead.
So I remember looking into this a long time ago, and it was like $800 a month. So why is yours so much cheaper?
What was that, $800 a month? But what is that for? Probably you're talking about a mortgage, right? Getting a mortgage, right? Or
no, it might have been like a debt reduction company or something, but
yeah, most likely. Yeah, it's a
okay.
lot. I mean, you can either compare okay. to the other prices and they're around the same. Around 180,
right.
150,
right.
they're around it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's about
okay,
it.
So,
I mean, go ahead.
Okay. So I want to do this 100%, but I can't do it until Friday. Mm-hmm. So can I like schedule a call with you guys or something on Friday and I will continue setting everything up?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're the only one who knows exactly what you're
okay.
dealing with. But what will be holding your back?
Yeah,
is it for the funds?
What was that?
Oh, what will be holding your back? Is it the money?
Yeah, I just helped my son buy a car. So I just handed over $2,000 to him. So I just don't have the money until Friday when I get paid.
All right. As you were saying, so regarding that, I mean, as well, I got different options to make things a lot easier. Is there a way you can cover $13
okay.
today?
Yes.
I mean, with this $12.95, you can literally get the ball rolling, all right? This gives you up to two
okay.
weeks to come up with initial payment. Instead of starting on the
okay.
Friday, that is, what is the Friday? The Friday 5th, you can start either all the way to the 13th, or you can either change the date as well. With
okay.
this, you get access to the tools and the benefits that I mentioned. But let me tell you, Jocelyn, this is going to be like this, okay? Because there's a difference of starting like this. First of all, the permanent discount is only allowed on the first interaction, right? So the $12.95 will give
okay.
you up to 2 weeks, but go back to the original price. Now, the tools that will be on hold, I mean, the only benefit that will be on hold will be the trade line. That is until the 13th. Besides that, you get access to the reference letter, contact to our partners regarding the housing options, and the rest of the benefits. We're still working on your credit, by the way. Does that work better then?
So, yeah. So, wait, so, I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. So, don't
uh-huh.
do the $13 today?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that the only difference is that I'm telling you, if you want to start with the $12.95, that literally do the same. I mean, get
okay.
the ball rolling for you. Get your access to the
oh,
account
yeah.
and everything. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. I will send you the text and the email just to confirm. I got an email here that is jmalvi1982 at iCloud.com, right?
Yep.
Here we go. For the $12.95, what do you normally go for? Debit card, credit card, what is easier for you?
Debit.
All right. All we ask for is a...
I'm running out to my car right now because my debit card is sitting in my car.
All right. Go ahead. No
so
worries.
I'm going... Okay. Sorry.
No worries. I
okay.
hope.
I'm just going to... Oh, where are my... Oh, they're there. Where are you guys located?
We're located in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh. Why does your caller ID say Moses Lake?
What was that? I didn't catch the question.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh,
what was
I
that?
Said, why does your caller ID say Moses Lake?
Oh, I mean, you can either, if I call you back, the computers that we're using just show you a different random number. So every time that
Oh,
we call or every time
gotcha.
that we receive a call, it just show a different number. Not really why. I mean, I'm not really sure why,
Yeah.
but we come from New Jersey. I mean, we just recently moved. It's been a couple of years.
Oh. Okay. I'm opening my garage. Sorry.
No worries.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. 4342 5820 3302 9410.
All right. And what will be the expiration date?
12/26.
12/26. Thank you. The last thing on there will be the security code.
305.
305. All right. Before we continue, let me read that the cart number just to make sure I got it correct, because once I put it on here, it will be encrypted. Only be allowed to see the last four, okay? Let me read it back to you. So you say it is 4342 5820 3302 9410.
Correct.
There you go. Thank you. Is this card related to the address that you provided me? The 5507?
Yes.
All right. Can you please just spell one more time the name of the lane?
Can I what?
That if you can please spell out one more time the street name, 5507.
Oh, 5507 East Custer, CUSTER Lane. Spokane, Washington, 99223.
Right, after East, can you please try it once again? Custer, right?
Repeat the address. Yeah.
CUSTER.
Custer, yep.
There we go.
C yeah, CUSTER. Yep.
CUSTER. There you go. Just got it out here. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And if that's the case, let me just confirm that we're on the same page. So today, all I'm going to do is just going to be $12.95. Now, once the payment is accepted, the second setup fee will be until the May 13, all right? That means 2 weeks from now. That will be for the 149. On the month-to-month, we'll keep the same. That if you start on the 13, the next one will be until the next 13. I will provide you with a customer service number where you get full control on your account. And in case you want to do some changes, we'll be with them, all right?
Okay.
But right now, we'll just need to go over the credit card disclosure, and we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that a card resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. By the way, is this card, I mean, is it the card ready for that transaction, or is it currently locked?
No, it's ready.
All right, I'm sending you the text and the email. That way, it just literally takes around 5 to 6 minutes to set up your account, okay?
Okay.
One second, I'm sending it to you right now. The message will say "Welcome to the Credit Pros" and then logging ASAP, and there's going to be a blue link on there. Yep, we successfully processed at 12:95. Take your time, and if you can,
Okay.
please verify it if you received the message.
Okay.
By the way, the customer service number, you want me to give it to you on the phone, or you prefer that I send you a text?
Can you just text it, please?
All right. I will send it to the phone number that you're currently taking the call. There we go. I just did it.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah, and I've gotten two text messages from you guys while I've been on the phone asking me to agree to the time that you guys can call me.
Oh, okay.
Just so
All
you know.
right.
They keep coming. Okay, so I'm clicking on the link right now. Hey,
Yeah, I
in a moment.
definitely recommend you to go with the email because sometimes, I mean, I hear that some customers get trouble with the text. So if you get access to the email, it would be a lot easier for you.
Okay. Paisley, okay, so I clicked on your link that you sent me, and it says invalid link security token.
Yeah, that is the text, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Normally, the customers get prompt once they try to open the link in the text. By any chance, have you got access to the email? If you can please try it directly with the email.
Oh, yeah.
Paisley, take your
please
time.
Close the door, honey. Okay, go get your clothes on, and then you can go on the trampoline. Thank you.
I'm Nikki.
Okay. Okay, the email one worked.
Yep. You just got to follow simple instructions. It's going to be out there. I'm here for any questions. The final screen, she'll say, let's do this or let's begin. Take your time and let me know once you get there, okay?
Okay.
Mama, can you please help me?
Yeah, just a minute. Just go get a dress and some shorts on.
Okay.
Okay. That's weird how it puts your initials and your signature in there.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's weird how it puts your initials and signature in there.
Oh, the first page is the agreement of service, right? It's just to show you how it works. It's just pretty much what we talk in the call. You can either take your time if
right.
you want to read it, and I'm here for any question. And if you say that it's weird, it's just
okay.
that you got to click on agree, and there's a circle on there. Once you click,
yeah.
we'll give you the option for the next step. Right? Take
okay.
your time for it.
I'm gonna burn my
okay. Just slip on some shoes, please. Paisley, will you take Milo outside with you? Thank you.
Can you come on the trampoline?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Milo, can you
okay, take, it, take him outside, please. Okay, it said well done.
All right. You got into the final
60 seconds. Yeah.
To load up the dashboard. Yep, that is just pretty much the final step on there.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, let me. All right. We either have an app. I mean, I don't know if you're using Android or iPhone.
Yeah.
What do you normally
iPhone, but yeah,
iPhone.
I want the app for sure.
In the App Store, you just look for the Credit Pros, literally the first option. And the username is your email,
okay.
and the password is the one that you're going to create on it, okay? Now, there's one more final step. Before you download the app or something, we have to finish to set up your account. So first of all, congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We're really excited to take you on this journey for your Hold the Credit Score, okay? I will be transferring you to an auto credit advisor that is just an automated system that will be verifying that enter all of your information correctly. To be honest, just take 2 minutes, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message. This way, your account will be fully set up, okay? That's just about it. I want you to stay on the line and don't hang up for that transfer. That will be it for today, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
There we go. You got our number, so we keep in contact, and I really appreciate your time. Hope you have an excellent weekend, okay? I'm putting you now in.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Rex!
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi. I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in partial program. You were charged $12.95 today, and will be charged $149 on May 13, 2023. Each month you will be charged $149 on the 13th of the month. Your date of birth is July 16, 1982, and your social security number is 533081330. Your address is 5507 East Custer Lane, Spokane, Washington, 099223. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.
So, you have to qualify if you have credit stuff on there that's dinging you.